speaking today with Billy Briscoe, who is running for Harris County Treasurer. Billy, first question, why are you running for this office?
Charles, listen, this office deserves a leader who's going to put the constituents of Harris County above everything else. As you know, and as you've covered many a time, there have been a number of questions as to whether or not sort of questioning the validity of this office. And I think above and, this office must be, the leader must be above and beyond reproach, and he or she ought to be honest to the voters of Harris County, conduct a feasibility study, if you will, to assess whether or not the functional scope of the office is what it was intended to be, if it has ability to put meat on the bones, and if not, to do away with it.
Okay. So let's kind of start with that. From your perspective right now, what is it that the Harris County Treasurer is supposed to do, and what is it that the current occupant of that office is in fact doing?
Well, and again, the legal description of the duties and responsibilities of the county treasurer is pretty plain. He or she is responsible for collecting, certifying receipt of funds and dispersing funds, essentially, as conducted by the commissioner's court that does not run afoul of the state constitution. He or she also is supposed to be sort of a financial advisor, if you will, being one of two financial posts for the county to different county departments and other bodies. Now that's really a pretty high level description of what the county treasurer ought to be. Let me default to something really quick. Again, I said a minute ago, the treasurer is one of two financial officers for the county, right? It's one of 12 elected officials, eight countywide. He was responsible for doling out and administering services to over 4 million constituents. We're talking about, if you exclude the total authority, $1.5, $1.6 billion annually. The county treasurer ought to bear responsibility consistent with that of a treasurer of any, let's say, Fortune 1000 company. That is all things financial, in my opinion, to the county. They ought to have a say-so and not only certification of receipts, but how it gets doled out, making it more efficient, making it more transparent to those who have interfaces with county government, jury pool, lawyers, etc. They ought to figure out how to cut down on expenditures through automation practices. And it's not sort of like taking a page out of one tax book. It's not so much making the processes smarter, faster, and less expensive at the expense of county employees, but it makes it smarter, quicker, and more expedient while using county employees and county resources in other areas to administer more services. As you know, we have a relatively small budget. So again, he or she must take on the responsibility of being the efficiency watchdog for the departments. Be an asset. Not be a gotcha person, but be an asset to other areas. I think that a treasurer ought to have a facility with traditional notions of banking principles, business principles, ought to have a good facility with those types of things. I would challenge whether or not the current treasurer does. The other thing that's not, you won't find any official role responsibility for a treasurer, is that the county treasurer stands at an advantaged position to be a walking spokesperson for all the assets that exist, not only in the state of Texas, but particularly in Harris County. As you know, Charles, we are home of more Fortune 500 than Texas is, than any other country, any other state in the country. And that's because of our favorable tax practices. That's because of our favorable regulatory regime. We ought to be about bragging about Harris County to get more companies diverted, if you will, their corporate status into Texas, and more particularly to Harris County. Again, being one of two financial officers, that requires significant partnerships between the city, county, and state. It's, again, requires understanding business principles. It requires having a penchant for shortening the gap for this economic compression, a contraction that we're experiencing. Again, I'm not certain that the county treasurer's office currently is doing those types of things. And that's what I want to bring to the office.
So, you know, kind of lay out your agenda for me if you were to be elected. What would be the first things you would do, and what would be your overarching vision for this office?
Sure. I would again, listening to the chatter that's been going on, and I'm not certain if it's more about the person who occupies the office or the office itself, I would commission a feasibility study. And I'm not talking about a multi-million dollar study that sits on someone's desk. Let's bring some people in from multiple disciplines, figure out if the county treasurer, the size of Harris County, if the county treasurer's office is actually needed. Listen to quote-unquote Amish brokers, and if that report comes back that these functions, one, can be expounded upon, or two, can be easily voted into another office, then let's be honest with ourselves and go about the process of doing it. That requires going to Austin State Capitol and really maneuvering within with the House and Senate members to do over the office. Again, that's the terrain that I'm comfortable with. Now, if that study comes back and it says that with some tweaking, with some expanding of functional scope, with some some more tension around business matters, the Treasurer's Office of Harris County can really be about something more meaningful, then again, I'm ready for that task as well. The second thing I would do is really begin to beef up on, as I was talking about before, making the office a go-to for collaborative efforts with the state, county, and city to attract businesses. The third thing, Charles, and we can get into that more if we want to, but the third thing really is something I've picked up along in my experiences, making the office sort of an outpost, if you will, for young men and women able by looking to participate in not only city, but county and state government. Sort of akin to some of the internship programs we have at the state level. We have some pretty key and pretty nice resources here from an educational perspective.
Are you talking about within the Treasurer's Office or in the county overall?
Well, I think the county overall and city and state. So using it as an outpost to get inside of different branches of government, but particularly within county government and particularly within the Treasurer's Office. So, okay. Yes.
All right. My understanding of the history of this office is that a previous incumbent in the 90s, who is now running for a different office this year, kind of made himself a pain in the rear end to county commissioners court, and they took action as a way of dealing with him to strip back some of the powers of the county treasurer, which left us where it is today.
Right.
How do you foresee your relationship, if you're elected, being with county commissioners court? And by that I mean, do you think you would be able to persuade them to grant the treasurer some of its powers back, or do you think, you know, that you'd be better served, you know, kind of letting them do their thing and you do yours?
Sure. I think, you know, you're quite familiar with our system of government and the power and where it lies. I think that there is little utility to the office or to the constituents to come in and be combative, to be, as you put it, a pain in some of the commissioners' side. But facts are pretty stubborn. And so to the extent we can begin to make fact-based, evidence-based cases to do some of the things that I'm calling for, it's going to take a little political maneuvering. But I weigh on the side of being a consensus builder versus someone who's constantly lobbing bombs, if you will. And I hope, you know, you would hope that at the end of the day, if you're well-intentioned, your ideas are laid out in a manner that's sort of very beautiful from the fact basis, you can go to other well-intentioned elected officials. Pitch your case. Come to a conclusion and a path forward that best serves the citizens of Harris County without stepping on anyone's toes.
I mean, I guess the counter argument to that would be that, you know, county commissioners' court, at least the individual county commissioners, have an awful lot of power on their own, and citizens might be better served by having someone to act as a gadfly, a counterweight, a watchdog on them, even at the risk of having them swat you down. What do you think about that proposition?
You know, again, I do not believe, and I think it's served me best in my career to assume that everyone's doing that with which they've been entrusted to do. So that's not going to an office saying, I'm going to look for someone to, again, lob missiles and play the gotcha game. That people are well-intentioned and they want to be about the process of making the county more efficient and more resource-friendly to citizens. As an elected county official or as a normal citizen, to the extent we unearth wrongdoings, we ought to be about the process of exposing those wrongdoings. So my leading position, Charles, is that, again, people are well-intentioned, they're going to do what's right. As a county elected official or as a citizen of the county, and I have the actual factual information of someone doing wrong, I'm going to seek to expose and redress it. And if that happens to be my role, unfortunately, as county treasurer, again, business background, legal background, I think that I'm capable and willing to do it.
Okay. But then kind of circle back for a minute. If as your first task out of the box, commission the study and you find that county treasurer's office has outlived its usefulness, you would advocate for its abolition?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then, just to kind of sum up, why should people vote for you in November and not the incumbent county treasurer?
You know, to me, this position requires someone who has the ability to work within strong elected personalities. It also has the responsibility of maneuvering within deep fiscal and regulatory policy issues. And it requires some business discipline. I think that my 15-year career in public service and as being a lawyer and as being a business principal served the county well. I think that I have demonstrated experience doing all three of those things. And I think that I bring a little bit of fresh perspective to the office. I would hope that at the end of the day, voters look at my background, my career, what I stand for, weigh it against my opponents, what he's done or hasn't done in the last 4 years, and see that change is definitely called for in this regard, and keep me honest, challenge me on it, all right? And after the election, if I'm successful, I'll continue to be. You know, the voters have a right to be a thorn or gadfly, if you will, a pain in the elected official side. If I am not doing what I'm advocating here and what I'm telling you I will do, in 4 years or shorter, become that change agent that I'm looking for them to be this particular race.
All right. Billy Briscoe, thank you very much for talking to me today.
So, thank you. I do appreciate it.